prank and worked every time on people who lacked self-control. Solomon probably would have loved greedy cups because he realized how valuable self-control is. In Proverbs 16:32, he wrote, "It's better to have self-control than to conquer a city." Solomon knew that great successes can be ruined by people who can't control their tempers or their tongues. So what if this week I ask God to give me self-control in an area where I desperately lack it? Self-control is a valuable thing, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast for now, but things will cool down later in the week. For today, look for a good bit of sunshine. Very warm with a high around 86. Risk of some widely scattered showers around by late around this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Over that low temperature, 69. Then tomorrow, as a front moves through the state, scattered showers possible from time to time. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix with more clouds than sun. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not as warm, high 77. Slight chance of showers. And a nice day Thursday. Plenty of sun, high in the upper 70s. From the Bluewater Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again.
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down, and for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right, 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Guys, welcome back into News and Views, 6.5 minutes after 10 o'clock. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, here with you every single day.
How you doing?
Amigo. I don't know. I didn't mean to get off on all that stuff. But I think I was more just frustrated with the news coverage on the Board of Pardons and Paroles. I didn't mean to get on prison reform and everything else, but I think it's just a necessary component of it. That's where we were in hour number one. We'll wrap that up and then move into other news in hour number two, but there's some phone calls on hold I definitely want to get to. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. Hour number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. And again, how many hours do you think we've been on the air together? I'm just trying to do a rough estimate here. You know, they say you have to do 10,000 hours to be an expert at something.
It hadn't been 10,000 hours.
Well, let's say we do 50 weeks, 15 hours a week.
I don't do 15, so.
Well, but you know.
Yeah, okay.
So that'd be about 3,000 every 4 years. So we got some time left before we're experts at this thing. We're just novices right now. We're just floundering around in a pool of talk radio, trying to figure out how to swim, hoping we don't sink and die. That's why we bring in experts like Inmate Roy, who spent 23 years in the Alabama Department of Corrections. How are you, sir?
Great, sir.
Hey, Roy.
Hey there, buddy. How's it going, man?
We're doing all right.
Amen. Me too, man. But it's from a good church and a lot of other good people out there. But when the inmate gets out, they've got to find that support group, or they're going to go back. I don't care what they say. I mean, when you get somebody, in my case, I got $22 and was told to get out. That's it, you know. And luckily, I had a church that took me in and accepted me for who I was and not what I did. And I really love my church, and I love you guys. And y'all been an inspiration to me, too. And I know you said that we listened to the radio, and I know I had a whole crew, isn't that we were listening to this radio station when y'all first came out, and y'all have really been a blessing to me. By staying positive, y'all are the most positive people that I can relate to, because you don't think you're professional, but really you guys are professionals, because everything you do, you research it. You actually took the time to go into a prison to find out what it really is like. And to me, that's what puts the icing on the cake.
Well, Roy, I tell you, you've been an eye-opening experience on this program. Something I've not talked about. My best friend from high school spent 8 years in prison for attempted murder in Tennessee, in the Tennessee Department of Corrections. And he's really the only other person that I've had conversations about this with who spent any significant time in prison. It just hadn't come up. I mean, I've really not had the opportunity. And you called us out of the blue because we were talking about prison reform.
Yeah.
And that's how you sort of became a part of the program.
Well, when I was in prison, I tried to do everything I could do to get out of prison as far as rehabilitation. They don't offer that much. But whatever they did offer, I had a best friend of mine that said, Roy, you're there. You got to do the time. Make the most out of it. He said, go get you a GED, go on to college, do whatever you got to do, just be positive and look at it from a whole new perspective. And that's what I did. So I tried to get all the help that I could get while I was in there, so that when I did get out, I would at least have some idea on how to handle it. And yeah, I did a lot of time in there, but I got a job as soon as I got out. I mean, because it ain't really, sometimes it ain't what you know, but who you know. But I had a lot of churches that are helping me, but because I went to church and I did what, I was supposed to do. But I'm telling you, everybody's not going to feel the shoes that I had to feel. And I've only done it from this perspective, because I only seen too many people go into prison, get out, and come right back. Go in, and come right back out. I said, well, that's not going to happen to me. I said, if they ever give me the chance to get out, I'm going to be a productive citizen in society. I have to be.
What do you do, Roy? Obviously, the temptations, maybe not the temptation of the same crime you committed, but obviously there are temptations to cut corners in life and temptations to do the wrong thing from time to time. I mean, it's Catholics, we call it concupiscence, but, doesn't matter what word you put on it. What do you do? How do you handle that? And what did you learn, and where did you learn it? How did you cope with that desire?
I went they offered Christians Against Substance Abuse, is what the my church, Bible Church of Christ.
Were you drug? Were you drug addicted when you committed your crime?
No.
Okay.
I did drink, but a little, not much. It wasn't that drinking, and that wasn't the issue for me, or drugs. Neither one of those were the issue. But if they send everybody through it, even when I got out on parole, they said I had to go to drug and alcohol class.
Well, it's not bad. Not bad skill to have in life, anyway. Even if you don't struggle with it.
Well, I learned through Christians Against Substance Abuse, everybody has some kind of addiction. They just, you'd have to admit the addiction and look the addiction in the eye and say, I've had enough of this and I want something different in life. And once you do that, and your whole life will turn around, but you got to want it. And for me, the biggest factor, and I can tell anybody anything, is change don't come from the heart. It's worthless.
Yeah.
So, make it come from the heart.
Roy, when you were there and you saw people get released, so oftentimes you saw them come back?
Within 3 days.
Wow.
Within 3 days. I mean, we knew who they were. We knew the person he'll be back. You know what I'm saying? You just look at him and say, hey, he'll be back. You know, because the life that you live in there is the life you're going to live out here. So if you're trying to do right in there, then you're not, most likely you're not going to come back. But if you're still doing the same thing that got you in there, well, you know, that's the life you choose to live. But until you decide to change from the heart, and put Christ in your heart and live for Christ instead of living for all the wrong things in life. I call it living for Satan. That's all that makes the difference, man. But I'm going to tell this to all the guys in there. I don't care who they are. You better have a good church when you come out.
Yeah.
You have to have a good church. But the churches can't help everybody. The state's got to come in and say something besides, here, Roy, here's $22, now get out.
Yeah.
And walk out of here with nothing.
$22, that's less than a dollar for every year you spent in prison.
Correct.
And they gave you a ride to where?
Because my offense was happening in Elmore County, you don't get a ride from nowhere.
Okay, because you just walk out the gate?
Yeah, somebody come pick me up.
Serious question, what if you don't know anybody? Where do you go? You just walk away?
You're on the road. You're getting off their property. You bet that. You're getting off that property.
You're not going to set up camp right outside the gate, are you?
No, but let me say this, too, now, because I had somebody...
Hold on. And for those that don't know where Elmore and Staten and Draper are, it's not like it's downtown. You got to walk a ways to get somewhere.
Yeah, they're 10 miles from anything.
Yeah.
But they had a guy that got out, and they called me because I do go back into Staten prison now and minister with my church and stuff. But they had a guy got out when they were closing Draper down, and classification called me and said that would I be willing to take him to Troy? And I said, I'd be more than happy to take him. But number one, I knew the guy. But what I did is they gave him, I think he got $12. And I took him home to his mama, and they had a Walmart up there close by, which I don't want to advertise Walmart, but I went in there and got him a phone, so he could have a phone to call people they need to call. I paid for his phone and took him to his mama, and to see the tears in his mom's eyes when they hugged and met each other, because his mama hadn't seen him since he'd been in prison.
Yeah, that's tough.
And, I mean, that melted my heart.
Yeah.
But, you know
Roy, we appreciate what you do, the lesson you are, because, look, the people in the prison listen. I've been told that the prisoners listen
to
this program.
Oh, I know they do. It wasn't no question. Who's got the radio on?
Yeah, well, and I'm glad, because you know what? You're giving them a reason to stay clean and sober in prison. You're giving them a reason to not fight and not stab people and not go after corrections officers. You're giving them a reason to not join the gangs. You're giving them a reason to see that one day I can get out, and starting on day one, I can make a life for myself separate and apart from a life of crime.
I want to close with one thing, and then I'm through, okay? I know we're on a tight schedule, but there's a guy in there by the name of Big Dog, and he was the biggest man in that place. He could lift the whole weight pile or whatever. He passed away 6 months ago. They said he had a cardiac arrest. But he was the biggest and the baddest dude in prison, but yet he was like a little bitty puppy when I talked to him, and it was such a blessing to see this guy do so good. But he passed away at age 47.
Mm.
It had his funeral up in Gadsden, and I went to his funeral. But not only me, there was 21 other ex-inmates up there at this man's funeral. And that touched my heart also. And we, like I said, we got to meet his whole family and all that. But it was great to see that many ex-inmates at somebody's funeral like that. And for the guy to pass away at age 47, that's bad.
Yeah, you know, that's bad.
But, hey, God makes a way for everybody. Guys in prison, man, stay strong. Get out. Make something out of your life.
We appreciate your support and of this station and the show and calling in and keeping us up to date, Roy. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in.
Very compelling story he has.
He's got a great story. He really does.
We met him, had lunch with him.
Yeah, met him a couple
great
times.
Great guy.
Fantastic human being. We'll be back 18 after.
Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90. Twin foam mattresses, $89. King mattresses, $349. Nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
back in, 22 minutes after 10 o'clock. You know why I picked this song in particular, Campbell?
I have no idea.
Well, it's got two reasons. One is I listened to a lot of Metallica over the weekend. The second reason is I saw on Reddit a Dave Grohl Foo Fighters concert, and Dave Grohl invited a seven-year-old who could play guitar up on stage. And he said, what do you like to play? Obviously expecting him to crank out a Foo Fighters song. And he's like, I play a lot of Metallica. So he played Enter Sandman and Sad But True, and then he played Wherever I May Roam. And so I thought, you know what? I'll play a little Wherever I May Roam. That's a great song. Plus, it's got a great message.
Well, when you have metal in your title, I am not going to listen to you.
You don't listen to Metallica?
Hell no.
Have you ever?
No.
What?
I mean, I've heard them, but...
Not even the, like, ballads, like Unforgiven, Enter Sandman, One, any of that kind of stuff?
None of that. None. N-O-N-E, none. Nairn.
Fade to Black, nothing
no,
like that?
No, none of that.
That's
crap.
Crazy. Mm. That's crazy. Something that's not...
I mean, I've heard it all, but I don't go choose it.
Well, you know what else is crazy? Not just not listening to Metallica. There are other things that are crazy.
No, I can imagine.
Paying money to have your checking account hosted somewhere. There are people that do that. There are people in our listening audience who will pay $150, $200 or more every year to some bank for the privilege of hosting a checking account. And the only justification they'll give you is, well, that's just the way I've always done it, bro. Guys, stop it. Stop it. Don't be ridiculous. Stop it. Stop it right now. You don't have to live that way. Life doesn't have to be so complicated. Go to ASC Credit Union. They'll simplify everything. You just open a checking account and you just have it, right? You have access to your checking account. You can use your debit card when you want to. You can put as little or as much money in there as you want to. And you don't have to worry about getting dinged every month. Once you come for the the free checking, then you get in the water and you realize, boy, these car interest loan rates are pretty nice.
Yep.
Oh, this credit card rate's really nice. Why was I paying 24% a month over at that other big name bank when I can get a nice low interest credit card at ASC Credit Union? There's so much you can do, boys and girls. So much you can do. Get by ASC Credit Union. Our audience loves ASC Credit Union. I mean that. I get as much feedback from about ASC Credit Union as I do at just about anything else. And we get a lot of feedback from Facebook, text messages, people that use our, and in person, face-to-face, people that use our advertisers. ASC Credit Union is one of those that everybody talks about because it's so easy. It's so easy. You just go by there and open a checking account and you're off to the races. Go to ASC Credit Union on the web, yourasecu.com, yourasecu.com. If you've just only used the big box banks in the past, flip over to the local credit union, ASC Credit Union, when you get the opportunity. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. I think this guy is going around as Tom, but I'm not sure. Is that what you told me you wanted to go by?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's the Tom, and often known as Kairos Tom.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind, friend?
Kairos is prison ministry, and where I've done mine, it's been at state. So I'm delighted to hear the story of your last caller.
Yeah.
My guess is that I know him pretty well. Because that's where the team that I'm part of goes in. And to hear that story, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it is a great story. So you do some prison ministry, you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah
we do a Thursday through Sunday, basically a retreat.
What do you mean Thursday through Sunday retreat? How do you do that with prisoners?
We go in and spend the day with them all day.
Oh, okay, in the prison.
Break the meals. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And we bring the meals and bring the Word of God with us.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad you do that because it's certainly needed in the prisons. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's no
How long you been doing it?
About 20 years.
Wow. Wow, that's great.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, twice a year. They let us come in, and lots and lots of stories. And
well,
I'm happy to hear his story.
Yeah, he's got a great story. He's got a great story. So check him out. He's easy to find. He's on Facebook as Riverboat Roy. So you can find him on Facebook. Oh, did I just blow his cover? Should I have done that?
I mean, I should have done that.
It was too late now.
Last day is too late. Went out to millions and millions of people. Probably billions, actually. Thanks for your call, Tom. Appreciate it. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. Real quickly, I just got a...
text.
A text from someone talking about this Elizabeth Warren DNA test. Let me say something real quickly. That was not a DNA test. Okay? Here's essentially what we learned from what she did. There are services out there who will provide you a DNA test and give you some guess as to your background. Now, they may or may not have varying levels of accuracy. But the Ancestry has one, 23andMe has one. You can get on any website, order these things. They cost about $50 or $100, ship them off. A couple weeks later, you get results. I can almost guarantee you Elizabeth Warren had done something to this effect. Because that would be the easiest way to prove her Native American heritage. That would be the easiest way to prove the Native American heritage. My guess is that was already done. But why do it the way she did it? Did you know there was no DNA test at all? She went to a specialist from Stanford University. She herself lives in Boston. Can you think of a decent college in Boston that she might have been able to use?
Yes.
Maybe one where she was a law professor, perhaps?
Yes.
Maybe a college that's, let's say, older than calculus? Harvard? A pretty big deal, as Joe Biden would say, a big effing deal. Harvard? Not exactly lowbrow people on the staff at Harvard. Why go to Stanford? Why not jump on Ancestry or 23andMe or something like that? But let's go one step further. Did you look at the name of the professor who did the results? It's a guy named Carlos Bustamante. I'm sure Carlos is an excellent professor. Here's the problem. He's not a geneticist, which is essentially what she's claiming, that someone looked at her genetic profile. He's a biologist. He's a statistician. He doesn't do DNA testing at all, but he answers anthropological questions that come to his attention. We don't have an anthropological problem. We have a genetic problem. And my guess is there were geneticists at Harvard, a fine institution, that are about 5 miles away from her house that she could have used. Or she could have done what everyone else in the country is doing and going to 23andMe and Ancestry and having it looked up. Other things we don't know what sort of test he ran. All we have is his opinion, and I'll get to that in a second. We don't know what sort of test he ran at all. All he said is that it strongly supports the existence of a Native American ancestor 6 to 10 generations before, basically dating back to pre-colonial times.
Yes.
Back to the 1500s would be about 10 generations from her. And when you go to 23andMe or you go to Ancestry, you get probable results. So they'll look at your DNA test, and they'll say there's a 20% of your DNA is similar to DNA shared by Native Americans in the New World. Or 20% is shared by people on the Iberian Peninsula. And so you might have Spanish or Portuguese blood in you. That's not what she got at all. She got suggestions, not numbers. Strong though he said they were. But let's just even assume for the sake of argument she's right. Let's assume for the sake of argument Carlos Bustamante is right. That means she has one Native American ancestor in her lineage potentially over 400 years ago. I'm going to go out on a limb, Jack Campbell, and I'm going to suggest most everyone in America probably has some Native American in the last 400 years just because of the way there was... In the early times, interbreeding. In the early times, intermarriage. In the early times, just, I don't know, hanging out around a campfire and boys and girls doing what they do. You know, sneaking off to the teepee for a few minutes. Doesn't take long. And I'm going to guess that this probably happened on a regular basis. But if you took the 23andMe test, it would be such a small percentage, it probably wouldn't show up after 400 years. And my guess is hers didn't either. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, it happened. And he noticed 400-year-old DNA inside Elizabeth Warren 10 generations ago. What does the hell does that have to do with her experience in America? She applied to be a professor as a Native American, and they touted her as a Native American in their literature, meaning they gave great value to her experience. Now, what difference does it make if you have a little piece of mitochondrial DNA that's 400 years old and floating around in your body? That has nothing to do with your experience. This is cultural appropriation 101. This is her stealing the perceived injustices that were done to the Native Americans over hundreds of years here in the New World and using them to her advantage. This is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman who was raised in a white family as a white person, who went to college as a white person, who got jobs as a white person, who got all the perceived and real advantages. And you'd be foolish not to admit there are real advantages to being a white person in the United States in the year 2018 or 1958 or whenever she came of age. There are real and perceived advantages that come with being white in this country. Don't deny it. You sound foolish when you do. But she has stolen a story and then went out and found some biased professor who probably is supporting her for president. That's why this happened, by the way. Elizabeth Warren is not really that hurt over Donald Trump's suggestion. She's trying to put this baby to bed before she announces in a couple months.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's what's going on here. So, yes, I saw the test results. Actually, no, I didn't, nor did you, nor did anyone else. I'm genuinely curious who will end up seeing them. I want to see the actual numbers. I want to see the data. I don't want to see some professor's strong suggestion that somewhere over the span of four generations, 6 to 10 generations ago, meaning 250 to 400 years ago, she might have had some Indian blood. Maybe had some Indian blood.
And none of this would have happened if he hadn't called her Pocahontas.
She's still Pocahontas.
I agree.
Anyway, I wanted to put that baby to bed. Elizabeth Warren is a fraud.
No doubt.
And a dangerous, dangerous lefty. We'll be back. Comes to the flowers now.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a warm forecast for now, but things will cool down later in the week. For today, look for a good bit of sunshine. Very warm with a high around 86. Risk of some widely scattered showers around by late around this afternoon into this evening and tonight. Over that low temperature, 69. Then tomorrow, as a front moves through the state, scattered showers possible from time to time. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix with more clouds than sun. A warm day with a high in the middle 80s. Wednesday, not as warm, high 77. Slight chance of showers. And a nice day Thursday. Plenty of sun, high in the upper 70s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The new ratings are in, and once again, you've made Blue Water Broadcasting the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Thank you. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
From the Fox Business Network, Sears will stay open under reorganization, at least for now. It filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy overnight. That means the bankruptcy court will run the company. There are approximately 700 Sears and Kmart stores remaining. Sears plans to close 142 of them near the end of the year. Sears and Kmart employ approximately 70,000 people. Retail sales increased in September, but the increase is just 0.1%. That could reflect the impact of Hurricane Florence. Ross Stores says it has opened 40 new locations this fall. The discount chain's goal is to open 99 new stores this business year. And Verizon says Hurricane Michael caused extensive damage to its fiber network in part of the Florida Panhandle. Restoring service is taking longer than expected. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One and a member FDIC, cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Sure were. With our girls here. What are their names, though?
That's the four non-blondes.
Blondes.
Yeah, that would be
I'm
brunettes.
A non-blonde.
That would be brunettes or gingers.
You're a ginger.
I got a little ginger cast, yeah. My beard is very ginger.
Your beard is real ginger, and I'm like dinosauric.
Yeah. I like,
what do you mean, yeah? Oh, no, you're not, Jack.
I like this ginger cast and the light hair because as I get more gray, it doesn't really show up unless I'm in the sun.
No, your beard hair's more gray than your hair.
My beard hair's almost white.
Just getting on over your it. Chin. Part.
On the hair of my chin.
Chin, that's right.
But no, I get these white hairs in my head, but the light hair, they don't show up, not in artificial light. But when I get outside, it's like,
they blend, but...
not bad. Guys, Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group, I want you guys, every time you think real estate, I want you to think of Eddie Bader. 322-0662, that's how you call him. Go ahead and put him in your phone. You can do that. 322-0662. When you think real estate, think Eddie Bader. Eddie Bader, 322-0662. This guy has it going on. He knows what he's doing. When you list a house with Eddie Bader, you're selling a house with Eddie Bader. You know that's what I'm talking about. You could go find some schmuck off the street, some hack, and you say, "Hey, list my house." He'll throw it out there, but he won't do what it takes to sell the house. Eddie Bader does what it takes. He goes above and beyond the call of duty. He'll get the house sold. When you're looking to buy a house, a lot of times people will just, you know, send you a list of some houses, or whatever. Say, "Hey, pick one of these. Let me know if you want to go look at them. I'll help you." Eddie Bader pores over reports, pores over lists, knows trends, knows neighborhood trends, what's going on, exactly what you're looking for. And he doesn't rest easy until he finds that gem for you, until he finds that perfect house you're looking for. That's Eddie Bader over at the Goodson Group. On the web, thegoodsongroup.com. That cell phone number, 322-0662, 322-0662, Eddie Bader at the Goodson Group, 322-0662. Give Eddie Bader a call. Our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. During the break, Jack Campbell, you asked me, are the Republicans going to hold the House? I'll give you an example from the Senate. This is what this is what's happening with Brett Kavanaugh. The Democrats swung and missed on Brett Kavanaugh.
No doubt.
And what they did was they united the centrist establishment GOP, the grand old party, the Republican Party. They united the establishment Republican Party, the centrist Republican Party, with the far right, where we reside, Jack Campbell, where we reside.
I'm kind of in between the two, but you're
well,
right.
Well, I'm farther right than you, I think.
It put Mitch and Lindsey and Susan Collins in the same camp as
Mike Lee and Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, those sides of the Republican Party are typically not divided. Are typically divided. They're typically not united.
And the good news is it could hurt people like Bill Nelson, Claire McCaskill, Joe Manchin. If we'll leave alone, he might switch.
Well, it's supposed to be this Kavanaugh effect. It's supposed to be limited to red states. But it's not. Phil Bredesen is going to get blown out in Tennessee, I believe. Phil Bredesen is going to get blown out in Tennessee. And here's another thing that the
Marsha Blackburn's going to be.
I think so, absolutely.
Okay.
Heidi Heitkamp is going to get blown out in North Dakota.
Yeah.
She's toast. Whoever the guy from North Dakota is, got to be better than Heidi Heitkamp. And so those are two seats right there that are a safe Republican seat and a flip seat. Okay, these are the types of seats Democrats had to win if they were going to get the Senate. Okay, we'll talk about the House in a second, but they were going to get the Senate. Here's what's going on in Nevada. Just one month ago, Dean Heller, the Republican nominee in Nevada, was trailing Jackie Rosen, the Democrat, by a substantial margin, 3 or 4 points. He is now, according to the Emerson poll, most recent poll, Emerson is a left-leaning polling group, by the way, he is now leading by 7 points, almost to 50%, 48-41. If Dean Heller wins in Nevada, that was supposed to be a safe Democrat seat. Mm-hmm. If Dean Heller wins in Nevada, not only does that evaporate the Democrats' chance of getting the Senate, which I don't believe happens at all, but it portends a massive red wave that they don't see coming. I mentioned Friday, Donna Shalala, mm-hmm, in a district down Hillary Clinton won by 20.
Yeah.
In downtown Miami, basically, mm-hmm, or South Miami, where Democrats should be safe, she's losing, allegedly. Here's where they miscalculated. You know what happened about the time the Kavanaugh hearing was going on? Something happened. It doesn't happen here in Alabama, but it happens in a lot of other states. About a month before the election, most other states have something called early voting.
Oh, yeah.
The idea is to take pressure off of voting day. You already know who you're going to vote for. You're a partisan hack. You always vote Republican. You always vote Democrat. You don't think about it. You're knee-jerk. Might as well go in there and put your vote in early. That way on election day, the poll workers aren't so overwhelmed. You don't have to stand in long lines. They get the results back faster because a substantial percentage of the votes have already been counted from early voting. Now, Democrats like early voting because it gives them 30 days to rig elections. Gives them 30 days to drive in people who are otherwise not qualified, get them to the voting booth. Democrats like it because their people can't be counted on to be responsible enough to remember voting day, remember how to get to the polls.
Oh, I know. It's a joke.
It's a total gimmick. But it worked for Republicans this year. Because as early voting was opening across the country,
the Kavanaugh hearings were going on.
The Kavanaugh hearings were going on, and there were a whole lot of people who said, to hell with this. This is a decent guy. They are destroying him with no evidence whatsoever. I'm going out and voting for Donald J. Trump's man. I'm going out and voting for Brett Kavanaugh. I'm going to go vote for Republicans no matter where I live or who they are. That early voting was a massive miscalculation on the part of Democrats. Democrats still live in a fantasy world.
They do. honest to God.
They still live in a fantasy world.
I've never seen anything like it.
They believe that all they have to do is accuse you of being a racist or a sexist, and there's a substantial percentage of people who will just buy it hook, line, and sinker and forever write you off. There is still a healthy percentage, but not the same that it was.
You know, 20 years ago, Barron, and I was around to see it, every Republican running for a federal office was accused by their Democrat opponent, this man or this woman is going to take away your Social Security. People finally got on to that trick, so that's BS. Now it's becoming more personal. Racist or sexist, you're exactly right.
And there's no way to defend yourself.
Right.
There's no way to defend yourself. And so people are catching on and saying, this is unacceptable. This is unacceptable. This is very un-American that you would accuse somebody of something they couldn't possibly defend against and then demand they walk away and then demand they step aside. That doesn't work. It's not American. Not the way we operate around here.
Do we have any news about any specific congressional races that are in play that shouldn't be in play?
Other than the Shalala one, not any off the top of my head.
But that does tell you something.
Well, so does the Dean Heller deal.
Yeah.
Dean Heller doesn't get to up 7.
Now, this is the House or the Senate?
In Nevada, in Senate. But he doesn't get to up 7 without carrying some House members his way.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's happening all over the country. So, we'll be back. I'll look into it. We'll find some specific things.
All right.
Sit tight. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting concretebydesign.org, Concrete by Design on Facebook, or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace.
Guys, welcome back in 53 minutes after 10 o'clock.
These pictures. Trump has just landed in Florida, about to board Marine One and do some surveying of the damage. Those pictures, wow. Awful.
Big, big mess.
Awful, awful, awful. Jack, you just sent me a link that has some polling results. We'll get to those in a second. I do want to take some phone calls at 272-9228. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage.
Baron Coleman, it's me.
I am so excited to hear from you. I watch these Treasury yields with keen interest. And I just cannot encourage people enough to get in touch with Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage and figure out what to do on a forward-going basis, whether to refinance, buy a house, or what's going on.
Absolutely. Well, Baron, you know, just last week you had mentioned the rate, you know, the rising rate environment that we're in, but you know, that doesn't just apply to home loans. I mean, that's going to apply to your credit cards, your home equity lines of credit, auto loans. I mean, money's just going to cost more moving forward.
Yeah, sure is.
But of all the loans that are, you know, times you borrow money, the mortgage is always going to offer you the very lowest rate. Period.
Yeah.
So, if you are, you know, if you got credit cards out there, you got some maybe high rate miscellaneous debt, timeshares, you name it. Now's the time to tap into the equity and convert it to cash to pay off these higher rate debt and eliminate the burden of making monthly interest payments. I mean, that's where the bulk of your payments go to anyway, to interest, not to how much you actually owe on those credit cards.
Oh, you're telling me.
You're right. So, you know, just last week, we after you and I talked, I pulled out a closing that we had on Wednesday, and an Air Force captain saved big money. He gave us a call. He wanted to combine his first and his second mortgage, which his second mortgage was a HELOC, and it's rising. So he wanted to put those two together and get some cash out, if he could, to build a workshop on his property. Well, not only were we able to refinance and, you know, pay off those first and second mortgage, lower his rate by over 2%. Yep, still lowered his rate by over 2% and got him $30,000 cash out to build that workshop.
Woo! That's
so
nice.
If you're active duty, reserve, guard, retired, or honorably discharged, you can be saving with a VA home loan. There's 100% loan to value. Call Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223 because there's is a difference in mortgage company. NMLS 372-374, equal housing lender. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Kim. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
Give her a call, 567-4223. Nail down what you want to do here in the future. Now's the time to make a decision. Crawdad.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask how y'all are doing, so don't ask me.
I won't.
I had a question about absentee voting.
Okay.
How can you know that when you send in for absentee voting that is actually tallied correctly, and is there any kind of reference that'll come back to you to tell you that your vote was entered as such?
No. I've counted them in the past.
But that doesn't happen even if you go in and vote normally. I mean, you're not going to get a receipt that you voted a certain way. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, during a year where circuit clerks are not up for re-election, their they are the absentee ballot manager in every county. And when you fill out your absentee ballot, you apply for it, you get it back, you fill it out, you send it in. And on election day, before about 2 hours before the polls close, around 5 o'clock, you'll have a group of people appointed by the probate judge or the circuit clerk. Can't remember who. I used to do it. I don't remember who asked me to do it. And you sit in like a couple of teams, and they open the ballots. And there's a pretty good check and balance system, because there are about four people in each group who verify every one of them, make sure they have two witnesses or a notary with the seal attached. And it's at least in Montgomery County, it was always very honest. Okay. Now, I don't know about Hale County and Wilcox. You never know down there. But at least in this county, you can pretty much go to bed knowing it's going to be a fair deal.
Good. That's good to hear. That's what I wanted to ask. And the isn't there a timeline that you have to get with the registrar's office to get something in the mail? And then
it's 5 days. I believe, something like that. Yeah, you gotta. You know, now's the time to get in touch with them. The ballots are available. You can apply. You can actually do it in person if you're going to be gone that day. Go to your go to the board of registrars. Fill out an absentee ballot in person. Ballot request in person. They'll hand you the absentee ballot. You can fill it out right there and hand it right back to them.
Yes, permanently. So
okay. Well, then mail off for one, and they'll get one to you. I do have to run though. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Our number 272-9228. The special this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen: rigatoni bolognese with a big old dollop of fresh
ricotta
cheese. Oh my goodness! It is a dish made for a king. Their bolognese sauce is absolutely dynamite, full of meat. The rigatoni cooked perfectly, of course. And that big dollop of fresh, cool ricotta. That's one of my favorite things to add to fresh pasta. That's one of my favorite things to add to a good pasta dish. Ricotta cheese. You know, frankly, in the absence of ricotta, what I do at home, Jack Campbell, sometimes just throw a big old glob of cottage cheese in there. Not as good as ricotta cheese.
No, it's not as good by any stretch.
Not even remotely, but it's been known to happen at Club Coleman.
Some people make a dessert out of ricotta cheese.
Yeah, it's called a cannoli. It's delicious.
But there are other things.
Well, lots of desserts you can make out of it. Lots of desserts.
What's that other one? Mascarpone?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
She's such a smart ass. I don't know why I'm on this damn show.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen when you get a chance. Pizza Kitchen. When you get a chance, two locations.
Incredible.
The High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. We'll be back.
We're duking it out at the break.
I know. Jack may not be back. He's going to lose. But you have that old man strength. That might be toast.